onset of operation, my father, Larry Wayne Petty Sr., walking like he old. What's wrong with him? You're on camera. Say something.
Last night and night before, there was three women walking down the street that way. I saw them. I said, hey, you three women, why are y'all walking down the street that way? There's nothing down there. And they flew away. I saw them with some birds.
I must say that in his own country in Mexico, he is the king of the country down there.
Still for someone to help me. That's so fucking bullshit. Why is there so much so many people buying shit for their pets? It's not right on a Saturday. I think the line is finished, but an old white couple came in, so they'll probably be prioritized over me. Thank you. About damn time. Maybe she was talking to customers, having a good time. Just chatting it up. I know someone's gonna be sent over, I guess. I'm trying to see what the... It's like these small, really small, cute 1 gallon tanks. 2 gallon or some shit that I want to get. What would be the glass tops of these? Aquarium glass, size 2.5 black, 12 by 6 by 8. Krill. Seaweed. For Squidward.
How's it going, Vesta? How are you?
Good. Can I get 20 of your feeder fish?
What size?
The 20 set ones? The small ones?
20 of them, you said?
Yeah.
Does it matter what they look like?
No. You guys are kind of busy today, I noticed. $20 times $20, what was that, like $4? Bloodworms. Whoa, he just float around.
Did you know if you guys have covers for these small tanks? Not the small ones like that, Joe. Do you know what the price is on this, by chance? They're always like anchor 14 anyway. And
is there more expensive than the 10-gallon tanks?
Then these ones right here? Are these like $10?
I think the 2.5 is like $12.99.
Yes.
$12.99 and the 10-gallon tank.
Ah. Alright.
And the 10-gallon big as just on a 10-gallon tank, you know, they can make 10,000 of those in a day.
These are kind of
special things. Yeah, they
are. They're acrylic. They'll just take them.
Anything else?
That'll be it. Check the hours of the day.
I did $8.99 on that tank for
you. Oh, sweet. Appreciate it.
So $22.50.
That helps. You know what they're doing over there on that,
right here in the middle?
Adopting of birds, or?
They've got some that they have for adoption and some that they bring in just so people can see them.
It's kind of
like
cool.
The peacock, you can come in and pet the peacock.
Do you guys do that every Saturday, or?
They come in every few days. Get you the rest of your change.
No problem. Hey, Sonny, have a good evening. Good morning, I should say. He gave me a discount because I called him out on being so late. So it kind of worked out. I got my wallet. It took a lot longer than I expected. My dad's going to be probably fucking angry. Where the fuck are my... alcohol. Where the fuck is my alcohol? You know I need it. You know I needs it. Alright. So this is the 42nd episode of the Apostly Podcast. I got bored from fucking waiting, so I was like, fuck it. Let's do another one. So I'm on my way back home. I'm going to pick up some beers for my dad. You know, that alcoholism. Probably some cigarettes for him. And, but right now, I just have to figure out how to get the fuck out of here. Ended up getting a good deal on the 2.5-gallon tank. It was $8.99. So, not too bad. Kind of would have bought more if I would have known he was going to do that. I'm planning on... It's a cute little tank, you know, it's not really hard to maneuver around or anything. I plan to I'm gonna take a left here. One second. Yeah, so I plan to do like maybe a video and show you guys the tiny axolotls that I have. My adult ones gave birth again this month. Seems like less got fertilized this time around. A lot of the eggs got eaten already. Wish I would have taken them out before it got to that point. I guess maybe we're not feeding them as much. So I did pick up on some extra bloodworms. Gonna give them. It's fucking hot. My drink's still pretty cool. it's no longer cold and fresh. But ended up getting 20 of these guys. How much was it? Shit. So 20. The blood one. So $4 for the goldfish. The lives. 20 lives, right? 20 animal lives right now was $4. Dead food was like $8. And then the tank was $9. So it got, you know, it was like $22. Not bad at all. Well, thank you to the kind gentleman who helped me out. Gave me an expedited ticket to the front of the line and then gave me a discount on top of it. So, good people, good service. Now that it's gotten warm, I'm going to do like an outdoor tank just with these feeder goldfish. Because my ex-in-laws love eating them. I don't know if it's good or healthy, but they've been eating them. I thought it'd be kind of cool to have an outdoor tank. Have a like a 40 gallon, and I think I'm just gonna do like goldfish. It looks really nice. Probably can't do that in the winter because the glass will crack. But for the summertime, for now, you know, I don't think they'll die, and I think it'll look really good. I'm gonna do some more research later if it's causing harm to the fish, which I think they'll probably enjoy it more than being cooped up inside. You know, they'll get that sunlight. I don't know if that's bad for them. Maybe I'll have to give them shade or something. But $4, it's not bad. I think they were even cheaper last time I came too. I think they were like 6 cents or something like that, like 10 cents. I like Petco so much better, especially like today when I went in and got a discount. Like, that'll make me go back. They're usually not too bad with customers. Well, they're all usually bad all the time. Every freaking pet store I've been to. The mom and pop shops are really nice. They're really good at customer service. The thing is that they're all really slow. You know, they're all always... It's a very low profit margin for those type of businesses a lot of times. So they can't really afford to have, like, go out of their way to get extra employees. And when they do, they get like low class employees who don't typically produce much results as far as quickness. You know, they're like teenagers who are like getting paid minimum wage, and they probably play with cats more than they help customers, I would imagine. I don't know. But yeah, 42nd episode, 42, that's a good number. The number of the universe, the answer to everything, right? Man, I kind of do feel like going to Home Depot or Lowe's. I'll see. If it's not too crowded, maybe I'll stop by. I have these live fish here, so I don't want to be in there too long, but maybe just grab a sack of rocks, of pebble rocks. It's probably take me like 10 minutes. But yeah, fam, I don't know. I'm really excited. I mean, it's just fun to be doing something and building it and seeing it grow, seeing the numbers, seeing building on it and improving. I did fuck up in one thing. I did Google Ads. I want to test that out. And I did a cheap amount. Like, I want to do like $3 worth of ads on one of my promo videos. And it got a lot of views. I didn't get many followers off of it. However, I thought I was running it for like a weekend. I ended up, it was running for like 2 weeks. And it was $3 every day. And the video got up to like 4,000 views, which is pretty good. And it hit a lot of the core audience that I wanna hit with this podcast. However, I didn't really, you know, intend on spending money on that. I had to actually put money that I needed, you know, for one of my expenses, and use it towards that. So it is what it is. I didn't pay it all off. Basically, what they do is they give you a $300 credit, and I didn't know that. So basically, you know, you could probably fuck Google over and get $300 worth. Then your account will probably get suspended, and probably wouldn't be a good business move to fuck Google over. But they do give you that $300 account credit. I would have utilized it a lot differently if I would have known that. But it is what it is. I don't know. It'll work out. I'm not too concerned with money. It comes and goes. Especially when you're depressed, you know, it kind of actually eases the stress to keep spending your money. And one doesn't ease the stress. It gives you a sense of a boost of endorphins or some shit. I don't know. Two bathroom, playground, swimming pool. I didn't see how much it was, but fuck. Wish I had much. Yeah, it fucking stinks out here. It smells like sewer. This is a kind of ghetto-ish part of town, but I love it. It's my town, you know. It's my hood. I grew up around here, so these are my people. Mostly Hispanic, Tongans, and Asians live here. And poor white people. There's a lot of white people here. There's not a lot of them, but the ones that are here are kind of poor. And it's kind of what makes my hometown culturally unique. There's a lot of friends with other races. You know, my group of friends was very multicultural growing up. And it's because we live in these, like, little ghetto areas with common livelihoods, you know, like poor, you know, like fuck. I miss a lot of my friends now. Looking back, shout out to like my homie Larry. I haven't seen him in a long time, but he's out there, you know. He's working hard. His mom was always gave me a ride home a few times. Really good people. I need to hit him up soon. Oh shit! So I guess I'm turning to go into Home Depot right now. I didn't even realize it. I kind of did it instinctively. Fuck. I don't know if I should. Maybe I'll just go to... where is... okay. The Mexicans. Dude, one day I'm going to come and grab one of these Mexicans at Home Depot and interview them for the podcast. Give them like $10 to do an interview. Damn, that kid looked like he was 14 driving. Like 13-year-old. Like short little baby face kid. So there's no parking. I'm just going to say fuck it. And make my way out of here. No pebble rocks. Yeah, there's no parking. I don't wanna. It's fucking packed. I don't wanna go through that right now. Let's go get some cerveza at 7-Elevens. Oh man, I feel like shit. All my joints hurt right now. And I just feel like nauseous. Go ahead. Let me go. How nice. Damn, girl. Damn, Daniel. Alright. 7-Elevens. Let's go get some cerveza. Gosh, it's such a beautiful day. I'm going to get some yard work done today, hopefully. Just remember, I was watching this video, this guy, there's this channel I've been watching for a while. They own a gas station, and I think they probably make more money off of their videos now than they do from the fucking gas station. They basically just, basically put people on blast that fucking steal from their store every day. And one of these last ones, this guy comes in, they do commentary on it. He looks around, does this thing, and then all of a sudden he steals some beer, but he left his car running outside and shit. They didn't even have enough money to pay for the stuff he actually paid for, supposedly. But then after, when he got caught up, then he pulled out the cash and paid for it. But dude, they didn't even check his ID. I just realized that he might have been underage. It probably worked out better for him because he kind of seemed underage. That shit's kind of funny. He's, let's say he's a 17-year-old, right? He stole a beer. And then they, basically put him on blast. And then he pays for it and then just gets away. He basically got a beer. They could probably get fined. And he did look underage. He bought Skittles after all. But, all right, hold on. Let me go in and get some survey stuff from these beautiful Indian folk that own this 7-Eleven Cookie Mart. $30 of vices for my dad, because he's helping me out. That's how I usually pay my dad in vices. He helps out a lot, doesn't ask for any money, to help out his son. But he does, require a lot of cerveza, as a lot of you vices probably know, with your fathers as well. It's crazy how a large majority of immigrants are construction workers, and it's a highly skilled job that is. I saw a news report here on Fox 13 News that there's not enough skilled workers for trade industries like construction workers right now. And, that can hurt the economy, if there's not enough employees. But, how these people are, they don't want to... Maybe they're wanting to stop DACA so people can get fired and start working those jobs again. There's probably a lot less people working you know, like DACA recipients are working like construction jobs and those bullshit jobs that you have no other choice to work when you're undocumented. You know, they might play that card, you know, at some point if they need to. You know, the thing is, there's not enough labor force here in America to cover all the jobs. They need immigrants. You know, any society needs a workforce. And, you know, all the right Trump supporters, all the right-wing conservatives can complain all they want about immigration. But at the end of the day, you know, a lot of their companies won't function without it. So they, you know, they play the game like they don't want us, but it's all talk. They need us, you know. It's bullshit, but I just, oh man, I can't see myself working another bullshit job like at a grocery store. Honestly, I'll probably have a job like construction. I'll probably be able to work in my brother-in-law's company or my brother's company. They both have, you know, LLC here. They've been pretty successful. I haven't been able to help them as much as I can on the back end. You know, I did set up their websites at some point, but I didn't. I was paying month to month, and I ran out of money, and I forgot to ask them for it, and the website ended up being erased. So I have to make both of them from scratch. Like I said, I did buy a whole year again with my own money to put it up. So, I need to do that soon. But yeah, I don't know. 42 episodes. It's pretty. Feels pretty good. And I have all these other ideas. I want to make like a, keep these going with the numbers, then just release videos in between. That's actually content, edited videos, which is what I really like to do, what I'm passionate about. Just haven't had the motivation lately. I can't say I haven't had the time. You know, I could have made time. I just get to my computer and I want to work on other things. I want to research and I don't get to it. So, like, today I want to be one of those days that I really pull myself up by my bootstraps and get some shit done. And, is this even recording? Forgot that it was in my pocket. Oh, yep, still going. Now open, El Potrillo. Underage drinking and driving. The ultimate party foul. Nice billboard. I wonder how much money it costs to put yourself up on one of these billboards. They're so, like, in the middle of nowhere. Like, I can't imagine them charging too much to be up there. Like, what, $50 a week? Shit. Riding their motorcycles. Beautiful day to be doing that. I think there's been 6 motorcycle deaths in Utah this year alone. It's been a really bad year for motorcyclists. I think the last guy who died was a road rage incident. He was like some guy in his 60s, and supposedly this guy hit him intentionally, killed him, and just walked away. They caught him. Sadly, it was a paisano, Hispanic guy. He's fucked. You know, like, I don't know if he's going to get deported or some shit. Kind of sad, you know, like, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but, you know, when you're a refugee in a country, you're not really legalized, you shouldn't be putting yourself in that position of dominance, of overreacting, of road rage, you know, and who knows, you know, so many accidents, it's fucking crazy. Let's see, so it was, David was the guy who helped me, 40 count of bloodworms and 20 goldfish common feeder fish. so many chemtrails today. There's a lot of flying, apparently. It's weird how it's like in the middle of, it's weird how it doesn't do the lines, like, always, though. Or maybe, I guess they just disappear, right? But I've always noticed those, like, halfway, like, if they release it intentionally, I don't always see it, like, behind, like, the chemtrails behind those cars, you know, or the airplanes. This guy, why does he want to race me? Fucking douchebag. Oh, man. Yard sale. Sorry, yard sale. Should I show up and record on in the yard sale? Depends what they have. Free old-ass barbecue. Looks so old and greasy. Don't want that. I'd probably be wanting to throw away, too, by giving it away for someone else to throw away. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I really want to take a nap now. I think my mom's over my house now. I got a text saying that she bought me a Whopper, so, you know, that Whopper life. Damn, girl. Like a girl with her daddy. She was Asian. Big fat ass for some reason. She was petite. She was good. She was in my neighborhood. I don't know if that was her son, if that was that guy's daughter, or if that was that girl's sugar daddy. I don't know. The other day, in my backyard, there was a cop with a drug-sniffing dog. Two houses over, this guy hopped over the fence, or maybe they were raiding one of my neighbors. But that was kind of crazy. Just remembered. I don't know what happened, but I mean, my neighbors and stuff were here yesterday, so I don't think they went to jail. I think more than likely, there's a guy that was running away, try to get away, and went to my neighbor's yard to hide. Oh. But anyways, I'm home now. Appreciate you guys checking out the podcast if you're listening. Part 2. It's been a great day so far. Let's continue making it great. And hope you guys have a wonderful rest of the day. Keep an eye out on the rest of my content.